Should it be an even number or should it be an odd number? So how about that? We said that a pizza feeds 6 to 8 people. What about we just cut it in half and only feed 7 people? That way, if there's a vote, somebody's got to win. Let's not make that an even number. That's actually a good tip.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
All right. 2 pizzas can solve all your problems. I'm sure of it. Okay. Well, maybe not quite that way. But there is a rumor out there, okay, that in Amazon, Jeff Bezos said, if you have a problem, you need to have a meeting, you can't, 2 pizzas should be enough to feed everybody in that room. If it takes you more than 2 pizzas to feed everybody in that meeting, it's not going to get done. So what's the point behind that, right? Sometimes if you have 20 people trying to make a decision, nothing's going to happen. You have different groups pulling together, trying to sway everybody's vote. So it could be a disaster. So how many slices of pizza does everybody eat? I don't know, right? Maybe you and your college buddies ate a whole pizza by yourself, right? So maybe it's just 2 people. But on average, it's 3 to 4 people. A large pizza, traditional large pizza, will feed 3 to 4 people. So if you have a meeting or a conference, you got to solve a problem, you got a new product to launch, you have a new product to launch, 6 to 8 people in a meeting would be great. So I had my company meeting last week. We were in Mexico and we had 8 people there. So I felt pretty good. That was before I even ever heard of the 2 pizza rule. So I felt pretty good. We're planning out all of 2022, what our goals, what our KPIs are going to be. And we had 8 people there, which was pretty cool. I'm glad I didn't have 9. So that's the rule for the 2 pizzas that solve. If you have to have more than 2 pizzas to feed everybody, it's too big. So I don't know. What do you think, right? Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? What is your experience? Rather have 3 people? Should it be an even number or should it be an odd number? So how about that? We said that a pizza feeds 6 to 8 people. So what about we just cut it in half and only feed 7 people? That way, if there's a vote, somebody's got to win. Let's not make that an even number. That's actually a good tip. Have a meeting. You're going to have a vote. Make sure it's not an even number. Or if it is an even number, somehow you guys have to decide. There's one person there that decides which way it goes. Okay. Or 3 people decide, whatever. But anyways, that's the 2 pizza rule. Let me know what you think about that. If 2 pizzas can solve any problem for you. I'm Javier Hinojo. Subscribe to the channel and follow me on Instagram. Talk to you guys later. I got a great gift for you guys. It is my underwriting calculator. That's what I use to underwrite multifamily for heavy value add. You're going to get a great discount because it takes a lot of work. And I have a calculator that'll help you underwrite something that's more stable, a prettier property with videos, not just multifamily, but I also have a calculator for you for mobile home parks, help you underwrite a value add or a property that's stable. I also have a calculator for you for self-storage. It'll help you evaluate a self-storage value add or self-storage that is already stable. And it has videos. We underwrite 50, 60 properties every single week. So my acquisitions team is pretty good at it. I want to give that to you for free for following me on the podcast, for being a loyal listener. I want to give that back to you. It's taking a lot of time and energy to put these together. So in that link, you'll see in the show notes, we'll give that away for free. It's actually a deal submission form. You can skip all that and go to the bottom and you'll see the calculators. But if you want to submit a deal to us so we can help you underwrite it, maybe we partner, feel free to use it. Make sure you analyze properly so you don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.